I appreciate them sharing. Real quickly, I want to share a verse with you as we close this morning. Find in your places the book of Romans chapter 8. You saw the verse on your screen earlier. And as we kind of just conclude, Romans 8 verses 14 and 15, the Apostle Paul makes a valid point. He's writing to believers that are some of whom will be under great persecution, and some of whom will be facing tough times. And Paul addresses the whole issue of the relationship we now have in Christ, and it's one of a family relationship. And these students heard a lot about that this week, and they learned in a various ways. One of the best sessions that I heard the entire week was on the discipline of God. And I told Brody that afterwards. I said, man, it was really about the best presentation of that information I'd ever heard. And part of God's heart as a father is to discipline his children. That's one of those messages you don't normally preach, right? You avoid that part. We talk about the love, not the discipline, but there is no love if there is no discipline. And so to hear that was a good word. It was a good word for me as well. And then as we reflect on this relationship we now have in Christ, if you look at Romans 8:14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." The identifying factor for the believer today and what identifies you and places you in that family is the connection to the Spirit of God, that the Spirit of God indwells the believer. Without the Spirit, you're not a child of God. We mentioned this week, and we've said it here before as well, you know, all of us are His creation, but not all of us are His children. And so those that are children are those that are indwelt by the Spirit. That's what verse 14 says. And then verse 15 of Romans 8 says this, "For you didn't receive the spirit of bondage again to fear." In other words, for those who might be under persecution and pressure from Roman government, he says to these believers, listen, guys, you don't have to be afraid, and here's why. He says, because your spirit that you received is one of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. And and so as we kind of think through that, just consider with me what that would look like to be adopted into God's family. As we consider adoption and just what it means in even our terminology, we realize that that's a situation where someone from the outside gets drawn in into a family relationship. And so love is expressed, and unconditional love is given, and patience and all those things. And so much more so does God do that for us, that God would look to those of us that are so unworthy, have nothing to offer, and say, I want to adopt you and bring you in. And then when I bring you in, you have an intimate relationship with me, so much so you can call me daddy. That's what the terminology means there in Romans. He says, call me Abba, Father. Any personal name for father, think of even in its earthly context that you would have for your dad. Maybe you call him dad, or you called him pops, or you called him old man, or whatever you might have called him. You know, maybe you had a funny name for your dad growing up, whatever it might have been. But that intimate term that only you kind of have permission to use, not everybody can use that. And the Bible says here in that intimate language of the original writing that this is the way Jesus says we can relate to the Father, that we have an intimate connection, that it's now happened. It's because of what Christ has done. We've been indwelt by the Spirit. We've been brought into the family. And as a result of that, not only are there family responsibilities, but there's family blessings, right? And so once we're in that family, there is a sense in which there is a responsibility. How many times has somebody told you, you remember who you represent, right? There's that sense of responsibility, but there's also that sense of great blessing to say it's something special to be a part of the family of God. And so my question would be, is these students have heard all week, and now for you to consider is, are you in that family? Do you know with certainty to whom you belong? Do you know with certainty that God is your Father? You may say, well, I've never been able to express it that way. I don't feel comfortable like that. Well, you'll get over that once you realize who He is to you. And you'll refer to Him as Abba, Father, and you'll connect with this spirit of adoption, and you'll have that same feeling that an adopted child might have, where they now feel like they belong. And so it is that God has called us, and He is calling you even this morning. And you've heard it from the lips of young people. You've seen it in the presentation on the video. You've heard Brody preach it even on the video this morning. As you heard him speak, that was, you know, from one of the messages we had this week that we heard. And so I would encourage you this morning, as we get ready to close our service, we're going to sing a hymn, one that's familiar. It's a new version of it. But we're going to sing a hymn together, and I would invite you to respond in faith today and say, you know what, I'll be honest, preacher, I don't know Jesus. I'm not sure about where I stand with the Lord. I want to make those matters right. Over the last 2 weeks, I've had a chance to talk to two people after our services who have really been concerned about that matter in their life. And and have wanted to settle matters with the Lord. And so I would encourage you to do that today. You know, you come every week and you're like me. Sometimes you say, well, I'm going to expect the same thing every single week. It's going to be like it always has been. Well, it ain't got to be that way, because today you can make matters right and your day will be totally different. Amen. I'll be sharing at the funeral here in just about 2 hours. And as we speak about Mr. Patterson is a man who gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He professed his hope and trust in him. I think the one thing Mr. Patterson would tell you is don't wait as long as he did. Amen? Amen. Here's a man who waited until later years of his life before he ever gave his heart to the Lord. But I guarantee you, if he were to hear speak to you today, he'd say, don't put off what God is telling you to do right now. And may his encouragement to you be that this morning. And so I want to pray for you, and then as we prepare to sing, would you prepare to respond in a way that would reflect what God's done in your heart and what you've heard today. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for this morning. We ask, Lord, that you would bless in our final moments together. I thank you for these children, the ones that have shared, and for their encouragement they've given to our people. Lord, now as we sing this song and we consider the words, that we would come, Lord, just as we are, but you don't want to leave us like we are. You want to change us and shape us more to the image of your Son. Lord, the offer is extended today that if there'd be anyone here that is lost and without Christ and they're still in their sin, that today they would accept the Lord, and as a result of that, they would receive the Spirit of God. And as a result of that, they would then immediately be part of the family of God, and they would have a relationship with you. And so, Lord, if there's anyone today that would be open to making that profession, I pray that you draw them by your Spirit and that they would confess you as Lord even this morning. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. May you be honored in what we have to do, for it's in your name we pray. Amen.